views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life, you.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Spiritual Diagnostics here on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about healing a broken heart. And this is something that so many people feel is impossible. They feel that this is something where I've been carrying this ache with me for so long. I've repeated these cycles for so long. I've gone through this so many times. It feels like this is impossible. And there are some people who this is the first time in their life that they've gone through such a pain, such an ache, such a disconnection. And it feels unhealable. It feels untreatable. And today, what we're going to talk about is identifying where you are at in your broken heart. Are you in the place of holding on? Are you ready to let go? Do you want that healing? Do you want to be set free of the painful thoughts, the memories that bind you, the constant memory, whether it's hearing a song, running into somebody that knew you when you were with a certain person or at a certain place in your life, and the memories come back, you find yourself saying, I used to do this with this person. I used to talk to this person when I was involved with this person, and now I feel like I can't associate myself with doing the things that I once loved and enjoyed because it is a memory and a reminder of where I was at a time and place that I felt that I was happy. We're going to be exploring this type of a broken heart and also broken heart that stems from childhood, a broken heart from feeling a disconnection from parents, different forms of broken heart. The strongest broken heart that we experience that really leaves the residual that lasts in the aura for the longest period of time is the broken heart that stems from love relationships. But there's so many other aspects of the broken heart. For those of you who are listening to the show, if you have any questions about how to restore yourself to self, how to heal your broken heart, how to release the painful memories of the past so that you can live in the present. Feel free to call in, ask your questions. We have many answers for you. For those of you who would like to call in after the show, please do so at 312-898-2285. It's 312-898-2285. And for those of you who call in during the show or after the show, you will receive a free full life reading with a heart chakra evaluation. So I have my beautiful co-host here today with me, Suzanne Evans, and she's going to be touching on the heart chakra, where the broken heart stores itself in the spiritual aspect. How are you doing today, Suzanne? Oh, I'm doing very good. And I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so happy to bring awareness to this subject and talk about it and just provide a deeper look on it and not just focus only on what we are physically experiencing or emotionally experiencing. I would really like to bring awareness today about how is it spiritually affecting us, because a lot of us could be sitting around and saying, you know, well, I want to move on. I don't want to be brokenhearted. I tried, you know, this relationship failed in my life. I tried dating other people, or I want to date others and I just can't get there. Well, a lot of that does come from a blockage in our heart chakra. And it could definitely come from many different areas, but something that I would really like to talk about is forgiveness. Forgiveness is the most powerful tool on a spiritual path, but forgiveness to oneself, not forgiving the person that broke our heart necessarily, forgiving ourselves, because I have seen multiple times that when people go through heartbreak, they can sit there and actually blame themselves and say, well, why would I allow myself to go through this? Or why did, like, they kind of feel, Carol, like they set themselves up for this heartbreak. And I have witnessed that way too many times. So everybody needs to release that from their self and learn to forgive the person, forgive their self, and move past the situation. And there's so many times that that's so easier said than actually done. And this is why. When that block becomes a spiritual block from a broken heart, from an emotional situation that was hurtful, that created that block into our heart chakra, we must balance the situation spiritually to move onward and forward from what was negative, from what was hurtful, however may the experience may have happened.
So is it fair to say that the mind can be so ready, but the heart chakra is holding that experience and not releasing it and kind of replaying it back like a tape, what happened, how it happened? And people can find themselves reliving the moment continually. And this is storing itself in the heart chakra. So the healing to set the mind free and to set the spirit free, accessing that forgiving of self and others, it is through the heart chakra.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, in order to release our broken heart, physically and spiritually, we need to locate exactly how our broken heart has spiritually blocked us. Why has it affected us the way that it has? And the next step is completely releasing it from ourselves. Because also through spiritual DNA, there is reasons why. How is our personal spiritual DNA? What is going on in the layers of our aura? What is surrounding in our chakras? Why did it, that broken heart, affect us so dramatically, whether it may be emotionally, physically, spiritually, or on all three levels? People need to find out why. There is answers and there is solutions out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's pretty hard to focus on recovering when you are still in the phase of questioning yourself about what went wrong and blaming yourself. Why did this person leave me? What made this person lose their interest in me? Will we get back together one day? And you thought that you were soulmates, that you're saying to yourself, I thought that we were soulmates. And those darn questions and thoughts for some of us, it just feels like we have to start over. And for others, it may be easier to move on. And there isn't one set way to heal or recover from a broken heart, but all of these spiritual aspects of it do lead back to the heart chakra. So it's very hard to get to the place to focus on healing when the mind is still searching for the answer, is there a chance to fix this? Can we actually get back together? And, you know, for some people, the answer is yes, you can. And for some people, of course, the answer is no, you cannot. But in order to be in the mind state of being ready to heal, that has to be taken off the table. We have to have an understanding of, are we going to repair it? Do we have a chance to? Or is this just not healthy to repair and doesn't need to be let go of? So for people who are in that place, it's just like almost impossible to even look to healing, because healing is releasing. Healing means you're ready to release the situation. So how can we release something that we're still waiting for to get a chance for it to come back in, because we're saying, well, this time I would do it better, and if I could get another chance, I'll do it this way, or I won't do it that way. So it's very important to identify where the breakup is at, where the situation that has left us brokenhearted is. Is it meant to be a permanent part of the past, or can it come back together? But even for those who can bring the relationship back, or it is meant to come back, the state that they're in now needs to be healed. That portion of the broken heart needs to be healed before people can come back together, or even before a new relationship develops.
Yes, I definitely have to agree with that, because I witnessed it through my experience. When we have become brokenhearted and it has dramatically affected us spiritually, emotionally, mentally, you know, on all different levels, it has affected us. It has created some blocks for us. One thing that I have realized is that we must all release those blockages, whether we are entering back into the relationship to repair the relationship, the original relationship that has created these blockages, or whether we are on a new path of dating somebody new, opening our mind, our body, and our spirit to new opportunities. So regardless whether you're going back to the past relationship and wanting a new beginning and a more positive outcome, or whether you are on a path of leading into, like I said, meeting somebody new, regardless of the situation, regardless of what is meant for you, you must remove these blockages in order to receive a positive outcome. Because yes, carrying these type of blocks, you're taking it into the relationship and taking old and stale and hurtful energy into any environment or any situation. It's going to create similar patterns constantly.
Absolutely. And we're going to touch more on the healing and the mending of the broken heart when we come back from this short break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Well, hello, everybody. We are back talking about healing the broken heart, talking about finding that place where you are ready to heal. Whether it is saying, I'm not going to be in this relationship anymore, or maybe this relationship does have a chance to be repaired. Regardless of where you are at in your understanding of what will happen or will not happen with the relationship, it is necessary to heal from the place that you are at this moment and to locate and identify what has brought about the pattern, if you find yourself in one, that keeps bringing you back to the same place when it comes to your heart, your love life, the way that you give and receive love. And before we took our break, we were talking about the difficulty in how difficult it could be in focusing on recovering when you're still in the process of questioning yourself. So Suzanne touched on a very important portion of your healing must come through forgiving. And that forgiving is also in forgiving yourself. Very important. And, you know, Suzanne, when you talked about forgiving ourselves and you talking about accessing that energy through the heart chakra, it feels like so many people will say, I thought that I have. And I'm still back here. I've heard that. Have you heard people say, I thought that I've done this, but I'm still here, just in another relationship, another situation. And the more people go through it, the more the situation repeats itself, there starts to form a little more resistance to healing and recovery. Do you find that? Yes, absolutely. I have to agree with that. Because I have seen that. I have witnessed that. Yes. Mm-hmm. It seems to be that way. But for those people who are in a situation right now and you're having questions about what is going to happen with this relationship and how do I heal? Are there those of you who are saying,
I know that this is done and over, and I'm left with the hurt. I'm left with the pain of this. How do I move forward? If you'd like to call in, we can receive your voice vibrations and give you some answers and clarity on what your individual steps would look like and what it would need, what you would need to start to facilitate that healing. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819 if you wish to call in during the show, or you can call us after the show at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285, or log on to spirituald.com. So one of the best things that I have learned in spiritual healing and in the work that I have done is telling the people that I'm working with to focus on their self first. So even in a relationship, this comes up. After having to start over many times after a relationship has ended, a person needs to be in the place, in a relationship or out of the relationship, that they are focusing on their self. So many times when you are involved with somebody and connected in a love relationship, you lose a sense of yourself. And when that relationship ends, you feel like that person has taken a portion of your energy, your mind, and your spirit with them. Because when people connect intimately, you're sharing those portions of self. And sometimes you lose those portions of self. So another portion that is very, very important to the healing process is reconnecting to self. So when we are doing work to spiritually mend the broken heart, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, we are connecting the people that we are working with back to their self. In other words, people have invested so much of their thought process of who they are in connection to their partner. So when we do this healing, we are reintroducing and reconnecting you to yourself. And this builds up a spiritual immune system that we all have. It takes it to a higher level that you can start to regain your balance. And it, the most important relationship that any of us can have in this lifetime is with ourself and our divine self. Don't forget you in the process of your heartache. You are the most important person to remember through this. So whether you made a big mistake in the relationship or not, this time right now is about ensuring well-being. The priority right now is ensuring your emotional, spiritual, and physical recovery, because this aspect also takes a very strong physical toll on a person. So accept that you'll have to go through some pain. That is an unavoidable truth. If you have loved someone enough to be heartbroken, you'll have to experience some suffering. But it can absolutely be healed, and it can absolutely be reversed through the process of connecting to self and accessing the healing, the natural healing ability that the heart chakra possesses and that you have inside of you. So when you do the mantras, Suzanne, you do a lot of mantra work, and I know that you do a lot of pranic healing. Can you go through a little bit of what the process is like, what you are doing when you are helping somebody to mend that broken heart? What is the meditation like, and what is it that you are getting to or leading that person to within themselves?
Yes. Well, you could put four people in one room that I'm going to meditate with. And you know what? They could have all went through a very similar heartbreak, very similar situation. But that doesn't mean that their healing method is going to be the same. So what I do is through crystal vibrations, I like to take a strand of everybody's their personal energy, what is going on in their personal aura, taking a strand of that energy from their aura, submitting it into meditation, looking at it, doing that spiritual diagnostic, finding out what type of block this is. Was this spiritually blocked specifically from that relationship? Is this from multiple relationships? Where exactly is this all coming from? What is the right spiritual journey and path for this person? Then once we figure all of that out and come to an understanding of what's creating these blocks, what has blocked that heart chakra, then you go into releasing it, whether that may be through mantras, like you said, because a lot of what we speak and feel and send out to the universe brings life. It has life. So definitely creating a mantra suited specifically for that person, specifically for their energy and for their experience, to start activating that energy around them of releasing, to start really taking control over the situation. So that's how I work with mantras. Through chakra balancing, there's multiple ways to balance chakras: through meditation, crystal vibrations, sound therapy, light therapy. There is many different ways. So I can't say that one person for sure is going to need this until we actually move forward with that spiritual diagnostic. And that's also why I have seen a lot of people say, well, I have been balancing my chakras. I have been meditating every night before I go to sleep. But okay, so why am I still feeling this way? Just because one spiritual method is going to work for one person, that doesn't mean that it's going to work for somebody else. Everybody's energy is different. We are all unique physically and spiritually. So we need to find and locate what spiritual healing, what spiritual releasing is going to guide me and help me to release these blocks.
So, and you know, that's the wonderful part of it. So it's like you're working through the heart chakra to mend the broken heart. The answers, the healing, the forgiving of self and others, this is all accessed through heart chakra energy. But there are many ways in healing the broken heart through heart chakra energy that we work. It's like you said, it could be light therapy, sound therapy, a combination of the two, chakra balancing. But whatever the method is, it is applied to that heart chakra energy. And yes, that is the point that we access. So in healing the broken heart, we are accessing that energy and finding the specific method of healing. For those of you who are listening and you'd like to give a call, ask your questions, you can do so at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We are going to return after this short break, and we're going to touch more on the three specific steps to healing the broken heart when we return.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, hello, everybody. We are back. This is Carol Dorian. You're listening to Spiritual Diagnostics here on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're talking about healing the broken heart. And when we left off, I said that we were going to go into three areas that are the key path through preparing self to heal. And it is to identify if the relationship can be repaired. The acceptance, number two, would be the acceptance of the outcome. And then we can become ready for clearing of the residual pain. So when you lose something or someone that matters to you, it is natural to feel the pain. And yes, it is part of the healing process. The problem is with so many brokenhearted people is that they seem to be reliving continually the pain of the situation over and over again. So if you cannot seem to break the cycle of the painful memories, the chances are that you are locked into repeating the dysfunctional patterns of this behavior, or you are locked into a pattern of drawing in this type of relationship. So your pain has become a mental habit. It has also become locked into your spirit that it's almost like it's hitting a recall button on its own, even when your mind is set to let that go. And this habit, this pattern must be and can be broken. So this is not to belittle the strength of anybody's feelings or the importance of the feelings that you've built up during your relationship or absence of the situation. But without feeling and connecting to the healing process and the ability that you have, just as much as you're connecting to the pain of it, you're going to find yourself repeating the pattern, drawing in other relationships just like it. So when we access the energy of the heart chakra, what we are doing is we are breaking the dysfunctional patterns by accessing and replacing them with the forgiving. We are breaking
the cycle of the pain by placing it into the portion of the aura that doesn't disregard that it happened, but separates it from every present emotion and decision that we make and do not make. We are placing it in a distant portion of the aura through the healing, where we are not bringing it into the next relationship or creating the magnet effect that now it just becomes natural to draw this in and act this out. This is not to say that the people who are going through this, that it's something that they've drawn in and created, but it's something that has been absorbed in the aura through the experience of the pain. And if the pain is not released and the heart is not healed of this, that's where the pattern is created. So what are we doing when we do the heart chakra healing? How are we clearing it? What is it that's being done to mend the broken heart? What we are doing is we are breaking the cycle of the painful memories that are leaving us binded to the situation, that are leaving us inhibited and unavailable to ourselves and to our future. We are also working through the heart chakra to break the repeat memory and mental movie that is presenting itself continually regarding the breakup, the ending, or the pain. So is this removing the memory of the pain? That would be impossible. But through the heart chakra healing, you are able to remove the result of the memory. We will never stop remembering what has happened to us in our life, but the result that that memory is creating can definitely be shifted.
Yes, absolutely it can.
So for those of you who are listening, if you'd like to call in during the show, please do so at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you who would like to call in after the show, you can do so at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. Or log on to our site, spirituald.com. So, Suzanne, you were talking about just last week, the heart chakra therapy of people who are divorced or separated. Could you tell us a little bit about what that looks like?
About people that are divorced or separated. Yes, people feeling like they're constantly thinking about the process years or months later after the divorce. Things that that person could have said 15 years ago or done wrong to them years ago before the divorce. And they constantly are either thinking about it throughout the day or even when they're not thinking about it and they feel completely like they have moved on, constantly dreaming of that person, constantly can't consciously or unconsciously get that person out of their mind. And even if they have no desire for the relationship, even if they have no desire to want to reconnect and they are perfect, and if they are even the one that wanted the divorce and they are the one that came up with the idea that this relationship serves no purpose for them, but yet the negative experiences that they had to experience within that marriage or through that divorce or the unfairness through the court that could have happened with the divorce. They just can't get over it. Even when they're feeling fine throughout their day, there's so many nights that they're dreaming about it. And then it brings back emotions of it, memories of it, situations that they've seen and experienced. So that's definitely signs and symptoms that there is a blockage in the heart chakra from a divorce.
Yes. And this all leads back to broken heart. And, you know, this is a very interesting point that you're bringing up. The person who wanted to be free of the relationship and still feels broken over the relationship. You can even have a broken heart when it was your choice and your decision to move past this situation. But whatever the reason of that is, it doesn't always change the effect. Whatever the reason is that caused your decision does not always change the effect that it's having on the heart. And a person who is functioning with a broken heart, they are functioning with maybe 15% of their self. There's so much of their self that they are not connecting to. A broken heart is not just a situation that blocks a person when it comes to relationships and allowing love in. The broken heart also can affect how somebody is doing their job, how somebody engages with people, your ability to connect even at a social function or gathering. The broken heart keeps a person feeling, it's the word depressed is such an understatement and too mild, but the word broken heart and the feeling of broken heart really is a feeling sometimes of just feeling paralyzed, unable to go through life. It's a feeling of existing but not living. You could be in a room with so many people and still feel completely alone. It's that feeling of disconnection. And this portion of self can definitely be healed. And what needs to be done in this, as I said earlier, is that connection to self. Because so many of us, through our relationship, have lost our identity because the only connection that we were aware of is the connection that we were having to this person, to make this person happy, make this person feel better, facilitate this person's desires and dreams. So that's where self gets lost. And in the regaining and rebuilding of self is where the healing takes place. And yes, it is painful, but when you are going about the process, not just mentally, but spiritually and physically on all portions of your being, that solution and that healing can definitely and will definitely be met. And when we come back, we're going to go over a few of the heart chakra mantras and a few methods of self-meditation as soon as we come back from this short break.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
It is so great to be back here. This is your host, Carol Dorian, and I've got my lovely host here, Suzanne Evans.
Hi.
We are talking about healing the heart, healing the broken heart. And you're listening to Spiritual Diagnostics on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, Carol and Suzanne. Sorry to interrupt. Looks like we have a caller, Deb from Minnesota. Deb, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Deb. How are you doing?
Well, I'm really glad to be able to talk to you today.
It's wonderful to have you here on the air today. I'm sorry. Can you speak up, Deb?
Sure. I've been having a rough time with my marriage the last few years, and so we've started going to couples counseling about 5 months ago. And I'm not feeling very hopeful about it. I was wondering if you have any ideas.
I am picking up some vibrations. Suzanne, are you picking up anything?
You know, one of the first vibrations that I'm picking up on is there is one of yous that are more seeking the therapy, more seeking understanding than the other, trying to work things out. Now, who is this? Is this you or is this your husband that's more involved in the therapy, more trying to solve it?
I have been.
You have been, okay, because I definitely pick up that one of the first blocks that is going on here is you and your partner. You are not on the same path. You are not thinking the same. So that has definitely created obstacles in solving any issues that you are having right now in your marriage. And what are you picking up, Carol?
Yeah, what I was picking up was similar to what you were feeling. But in addition to that, I'm feeling a lot of disappointment and frustration on your part, Deb. I'm feeling the vibrations of your broken heart. I feel that you're feeling so disconnected from yourself, so disconnected from things that you enjoyed doing. You just feel right now like everything is very stagnant. A lot is going on around you, and yet you're having a very difficult time in connecting to it. And I'm also feeling that I'm going to be careful of how I say this because we are on the air and I do respect your privacy. I feel that some of the difficulties and problems that you've been having, they're not all stemming just from the two of you. I feel like there's some outside interference connected to other people and situations that have brought some chaos to the energy between the two of you. Does that make sense to you?
Not really.
Really? Because I feel like there's been a lot of, instead of just connecting between the two of you, I feel that there's been disconnection, whereas maybe one of you are spreading yourself too thin and there's been other people and situations that may be more of a priority or have been than what they should be, and it adds some chaos to the frequency of the flow between the two of you. Can you feel that anywhere?
Oh, maybe it has to do with my business and helping take care of my grandchildren. Maybe yes. I've been too busy.
Yes, it feels like outside situations. In other words, your problems are not just between the two of you. It seems to be outside in situations seem to be causing a little bit of interference in how the two of you connect with your time and communication with each other. But I do feel a soulmate connection between the two of you. You may have been questioning that through this time, but I feel that there is a soulmate connection, and I feel that it can be repaired. I'm just picking up very strongly two situations, and they're personal. I'm not really going to go into them over the air, but after the show, Suzanne or myself mm-hmm. can give you a reading. And for anybody who's called in during the show or after the show, the full life reading is absolutely free of charge. There are definitely some situations, two in particular, that I'm picking up on, that I know that if you were to touch on these matters, that it would give your therapy a jump start. It would activate connecting. It would activate healing between the two of you. How long have you been doing the therapy?
5 months.
5 months. And you're just feeling like you're really not getting anywhere with it?
Right.
Okay. I feel like, you know, it's like Suzanne said, one of you are applying yourself and connecting, and the other one of you are putting up like a little wall around yourself. So I'm going to say your husband, it feels like he's putting up that wall and that there's resistance. And I have a strong feeling as to why, but like I said, it is something personal, and we can definitely discuss it at the end of the show. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. Take this number down. 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. And after the show, one of us will do a complimentary reading for you, and we will focus on what is going on between you and your husband, what the outside interference is, how that is working from people and situations, what it is that is being held onto that is not being released. And there is a little bit of a lack of forgiving here is one of the other things that is definitely coming up here. So these are some personal issues that we're going to explore in your reading and touch on what it is that's lingering and leaving that residual effect that you're not moving past. How does that sound, Deb?
That sounds wonderful.
Well,
I really appreciate
it. Anything? Oh, you're very welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss?
No, I think that would be good.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Love and light. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So in that situation, Suzanne, I know we only have a few more minutes here, but you were able to pick up right away that one person was applying theirself and that one person wasn't.
Yes.
And was that a heart chakra vibration that you were picking up on?
Well, I have to be honest here. It wasn't the heart chakra, it was. But at the same time, I was picking up a pretty accurate vibration coming what felt like the navel.
The navel. That's very interesting. So when we are accessing and picking up on vibrations, see, I didn't feel the navel stuff. I just felt the heart, and that could be because today that's been my focus. But when we're picking up on these vibrations, you know, they can start in one place and energy can travel to another area of the chakras of the aura.
Yes, it can.
But for those of you who have been listening today, talking about healing the broken heart, whatever the portion is that you are not releasing, and wherever it is that it is stemming from, there are answers and solutions for your individual situation that are necessary for you to release. All releasing and all healing is within you. Every locked door does have a key, and we would love to assist you in finding the answers and healing that you have within yourself. We'd like to thank everyone today for tuning in to Spiritual Diagnostics. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Love, light, and blessings. Till next time.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostic Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.